My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to only produce blog posts people want to read.
Yeah, so you guys all blog, or many of you guys blog. You at least probably have a WordPress site, or at least as your CMS. And what you'll find is content marketing is a hit or miss. You create a lot of content. Some of it gets tons of social shares. Some of it may not get any social shares. And some of those posts that get no social shares rank really well on Google. In other words, what you're finding is content marketing is a pure hit or miss. Just because you write the content, it doesn't mean it'll do well. Even if you email it out, send out to your push notification list, you know, push it out using like Mobile Monkey to everyone on Facebook Messenger, there's no guarantee that the blog post will be a hit. And Eric and I have both experienced this in which a lot of the content we produce isn't read. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
But there's ways to make sure you're producing content that has a higher chance of being read. So let's go over some of them. The easiest thing to do, and this doesn't mean you should write the content. We're going to first go over tools that we use to make sure that the subjects we're writing on are more so about the right things. So the first thing we do is go to BuzzSumo. We'll type in keywords in our space or competitive URLs, and it'll show us all their most popular content.
Great. The other one I'll give you is UberSuggest, which is actually Neil's tool. So that's going to give you ideas on keyword trends, keyword volumes, and guess what? It's free to use.
And then you can also use Ahrefs to see what articles are really popular from your competitors based off of Google search traffic.
The fourth one I'll give is look at your Google Analytics, look at your Google Search Console. You have the data there already. you can see what people are actually engaging with just by how much time they're spending. Are they looking at other pages afterwards? Look at those subjects and then figure out if you can actually go deeper on those and if there is more gold to mine. Because look, oftentimes we're just scraping the surface with the content we're producing. You gotta figure out how to get more at bats.
Yeah. And then you can survey your audience. Hotjar provides free surveys to figure out what people want to read. Ask them, what would you like me to blog on next?
Great.
So now that we've had some of those tools and ideas on how to find out what people want to read, take all of that information and combine it. It'll give you content ideas that are more likely to hit. Now, what you'll find is when you leverage these tools, look at a time frame. What worked a year from now or 2 years from now probably won't work anymore because it's all been regurgitated. Instead, you need to look at what's been hot over the last 6 months, 3 months. The sooner it is, the better off you are. And then take that and see if you can provide a new, unique spin on it. If you're not providing something new that people haven't seen before, the chances are the content won't do well.
Yeah. And the thing I'll add from my side, and I agree with that, have a spin, you know, have a point of view, right? Because everyone's saying the same thing. Everyone's copying each other, right? This is why I like audio and this is why I like video, because you actually get to learn from like our true personalities and how we really are. Now, the comment I made earlier about the at-bats. So it's not just enough to do, you know, we talk about quality, right? But also, if you're going to play the SEO game, like there's millions of blog posts being pumped out every single day, new ones. You got to have more at-bats, okay? What I mean by that is, at a certain point, it becomes a numbers game, and you know a certain percent of those numbers are going to be a hit. Now, if you get more at-bats, if you get more opportunities, that means you're going to have more hits. That's just the default. I mean, you're playing the numbers at the end of the day. Now, if you don't have a team behind it, you're like, oh, you know, Eric, I don't have a team. Resources are constrained. I'm working on too many different things. That's fine. Don't do it. But eventually, what's going to happen is as you get more and more, you get stronger and stronger with your business, as things grow, you are going to have a point where you are going to need to hire more people. And at that point, you might consider taking more at-bats, which is just, you know, publishing more.
Yeah. And if you want some quick ways to ensure that your content does better than what it's normally going to do, you need to look at it from both the social perspective and a search perspective. So social perspective could be for everyone that you've already linked out to in your blog post. You email them being like, hey, Eric, I'm a huge fan of yourself. Just want to let you know that I linked out to Single Grain. Feel free to check out my latest blog post here. Cheers, Neil. P.S. If you love the blog post, I'd really appreciate it if you tweeted it out or shared it on your favorite social network. Then you want to go through Ahrefs or any link tool. See who links to your competition. Take all the similar blog posts that are out there, right? Because these are your competitor blog posts, put them in there, hit each of those sites up being like, hey, Eric, I noticed that you linked out to X, Y, and Z. I actually have a similar article, but mine covers A, B, and C. Feel free to check it out here. And if you like it, would appreciate a link. Cheers, Neil. It's that simple. If you do both those things in quantity for both the social shares and links, you won't get a ton of social shares. You won't get a ton of links, but it'll be extra. It'll be stuff that you didn't have. And of course, right when you push out the blog post, share it on Facebook, feel free and boost it. Even $50 goes a long way. Share it on LinkedIn, share it on Twitter. You can even do a story on Instagram, tell people to swipe up to go read the blog post. All these little things will help drive more traffic to your blog post.
Yeah, and the thing I'll add too, for those of you starting out right now, this marketer named Frank Kern, one of Neil's friends, he started going live a ton on YouTube. If you go live, you know, and you have no audience initially, you can find what people resonate with. And you can actually run ads. Let's say you're doing a live on Facebook. You can run ads towards that to see what resonates, how long people are staying. And then you can decide whether you want to go even deeper on that piece of content. So there's a lot of signals you can pull from. We talked about BuzzSumo, a bunch of different tools we have, or that you have at your disposal. You can look at your analytics too. There's so many ways to do it. You just got to pick one way first and then focus on it, right? Don't try all these different things that we're telling you at one time, because what's going to happen is it's going to lead to overwhelm and it's not going to work for you.
Yeah, so you start combining all these things, you should do all right. That's pretty much it for this episode. As we mentioned, our goal is to hit 1 million downloads. We're getting close. We're on track for 960-something thousand. Hopefully that trend keeps going for this month. In addition to that, if you guys help promote this, you can go to marketingschool.io/stats. We can potentially get to 1 million this month. And if we get there, you will have that free one-day in-person event like we mentioned. So please, please, please help us out.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of.
And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.